We are constantly looking for signs for connections between things in life. We look for signs of God's faithfulness. We wonder if God is with us or not. We look for affirmation that things are going to turn out all right in the face of situations that don't seem to be heading in the right direction. Sometimes we even try to test God to see if he's really listening to us. Some 10 years ago, I had a good friend and neighbor of mine in stores, and I said that he tempted God. He went through a terrible divorce 15 years ago. Mike would say to me, he will never marry again unless she is half his age, a person of faith, loved music, and was an Episcopalian. At that time, I sang in the choir at St. Mark's Stores. There was a lovely young singer named Louisa. Louisa has a beautiful voice, is a devout Episcopalian, and was in her mid-20s at the time, and not to mention stunningly beautiful. Mike used to attend the 8 a.m. service at St. Mark's. I told him he needed to start coming to the later service and listen to the choir. Needless to say, Mike had met Louisa. They've been married for 7 or 8 years now and have 2 beautiful children. They are also godparents to my son, Ben. Mike tempted God and wanted a sign, and he got a whole lot more than he bargained for. There are countless examples of these kinds of signs all around us all the time if we look for them. In this short 6 weeks with you, I have already witnessed a number of signs that the Holy Spirit is working in our midst and leading us on a spiritual path. The Holy Spirit seems to be breaking in all over the place. Just this week, I was working in my office at church and needed something out of one of the boxes that I had stored in the rectory. I've been over to the rectory maybe 3 or 4 times since I've been here, and this week was one of them. I opened the door of the house and heard water pouring from somewhere. I stepped inside and quickly realized a pipe had broken on the second floor and was pouring into the first floor living room and hallway of the rectory. I quickly ran upstairs and found the leak in the half bath and turned the water off at the sink, which was spewing water everywhere. The leak had occurred some hours earlier in the night. Had I not gone over, it may have been days and days of water running through the ceiling and the walls. While the damage looked bad, it was not nearly as bad because somehow the Holy Spirit sent me over to the rectory, and the thing that I needed in the rectory wasn't there even to begin with. So there was no reason for me to go to the rectory. Some people call these kinds of occurrences a coincidence, but I like to call it something that a friend of mine once told me. Coincidences are God's time in rhyme. The story of the Annunciation, Gabriel's visit to Mary to ask her if she will give birth to the Messiah, was foretold in a prophecy 700 years earlier in the book of Isaiah. This encounter of Mary with the angel was a sign Isaiah foretold. The virgin shall be with child and conceive a son. We must remember that the important part of Mary's story when the angel came to her to ask her if she would consent to be the mother of God is that she said yes. She said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." We too are invited to begin by saying yes to God's invitation. We're called to be agents of transformation in our own lives and the lives of others. We're invited to join in God's mission of restoration and reconciliation of the world as God envisioned it. One filled with hope and joy and peace and love. Will we, like Mary, begin saying yes, or will we be looking for more signs and trying to test God? I'm convinced more and more every day that God is not subtle. The signs of God's loving presence are all around us, all the time. We often don't stop long enough to simply connect the dots and listen to those messages God is sending to us. Advent is a reminder of the signs that God sends to us, signs of God's love and presence. In spite of what may appear bleak and hopeless sometimes in our lives, we need not fear, for Emmanuel is born and God is with us.